This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 48 hours, give or take, until the application deadline for one of the great corporate bonanzas of our day, Amazon's HQ2, the company's second standalone headquarters, which Amazon promises will bring with it 50,000 mid to high paying central office jobs and a whole lot of steel and glass square footage in the city upon which Jeff Bezos bestows his favor. It's a bidding war gone hog wild, as you might imagine. Tax incentives, subsidies, favorable zoning, job training, and all the rest are on offer. Portland and Denver and Newark, New Jersey and Charlotte, North Carolina, and a whole lot of other million-plus population metropolitan areas are in the running. And there is a lot at economic stake. But how much, really, are 50,000 jobs worth? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Maybe this pitch-a-thon to Amazon is getting a little out of hand. There are the promotional videos, this one from Frisco, Texas, a suburb of Dallas.
Amazon, you're growing your business, and we want to grow with you.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie just cut to the chase, offering $7 billion in tax incentives if Amazon chooses Newark for its HQ2 and those 50,000 jobs. So is it all worth it?
You can't say just offhand, no deal is good or every deal is good.
Fred Trays runs Regional Economic Models, Inc., and his firm provides software that state and local officials use to crunch the cost and benefit numbers. To start with, Amazon says the jobs will pay on average $100,000 a year.
For each one of those jobs, there's all the expenditure of the employee's income, law firms, accounting firms, and the other businesses that are brought in.
Salaries for all those new workers, that's on the plus side of the economic ledger. There will be new service workers, like teachers, that also represent a cost to taxpayers, says Megan Randall at the Urban Institute.
People come with their families, so there will be additional children to educate. There are more people using public transit. There are more people using roads.
Critics say the billions in tax breaks to lure a company like Amazon almost never outweigh the long-term burden on taxpayers. But Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute says it's in the long run that a city's most likely to benefit.
A city establishing itself as a place where there's technological innovation happening for talented college graduates to move to in future years.
And he says those benefits will probably be worth more than the 50,000 new Amazon jobs coming to town. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.